is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I hope wherever you are, from every nook and cranny in the world, you're just doing well and life is treating you well. So this is Back to Reality. I'm Asma, and I'm very pleased and honored to be here in this studio with two very dear guests, Sister Nasreen and Sister Fatemeh. Assalamu alaikum to both of you, and please, just as the ritual of the program goes, introduce yourself very briefly.
Hello, my name is Fatemeh Dosta, and I have just graduated in the field of translation. I got my master, and now thank you for having me here.
Wish you luck for the future. And what about you, Sister Nasreen?
Yeah, hello again to all of you. I'm Nasreen, and I studied English literature. And later on, I continued my education in religious seminary studies, and now I'm working in media.
Very good. Thank you for coming here and sharing a part in Back to Reality. So sometimes modernity gets in the way of many people who do feel like they belong to another age, including me. Highlight that point. And then that's why we have to discuss what happens with the preservation of cultural language. How is it related? Well, Sister Nasreen and Sister Fatemeh will clarify the point for us. So, do you feel that modern global culture is erasing your unique cultural identity?
Not at all, you know? I'm young.
Not that all with so much of confidence.
Yes.
Prove it.
You know, it is not about erasing, you know. It is like...
fading. Let it fade.
No. I have so many international friends and we share a lot of things together.
Yes.
And it doesn't feel like erasing. It is like we are introducing our culture and traditions together.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not about erasing, you know. There are a lot of people who are fascinated about our culture. They want to know more.
Well, here's the thing. I think you have misunderstood me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about technology. I'm talking about modernization.
So could you give
technology
me an example?
Gets to be under the umbrella of modernization.
Uh-huh.
Modernization introduces an entirely different identity for itself. What is the identity? The identity is just like what we have read in the stories and watched in the movies. Once the modernization came, people started to care less for others and care more about themselves. People who worked with small, local trades were faded away. Why? Because there were factories right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because right now they have to care for great companies and not small local trades or local jobs.
Got that. You know, I believe that they're here to help people, to make their life easier.
What about the people and the margins of society?
So they can prove working on themselves.
No.
But if using AI.
Do you think they have enough facilities?
Yes, they can work on it. They can learn things. It is not too late to learn new things.
A person who's striving for a piece of bread, let's say. Let's mm-hmm. symbolically put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
A person who's hardly struggling to manage food for their family. Would they have enough of time to work on AI, to work on internet or these social media things to grow their, for example, local ideas? Or, even if they did, how much the world would pay attention to them?
Nothing. To be honest, I don't think... Actually, to be honest.
Yeah, be honest,
I disagree
please. That's
with
back to reality. That's why we're
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's actually, maybe it's personal. Maybe for some people, it's not like that. But I don't think modernity is not destroying something. Let me clarify this one.
Yeah,
I
think
talk this about
is this. The safest... A statement you could mention.
Yeah, actually, I don't think so.
So modernity is not bad in itself.
Yeah, it's not 100. For me, it's like that. It's mm-hmm. not 100% perfect and safe. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, it's not 100% terrible. But when you talk to old people, they say modernity is terrible and it's dangerous because it's stealing our kids from us.
Yes.
For example, my child is not engaged with other kids, but he's playing with his own mobile phone. Mm-hmm. Or my teenager is, you know, just in Instagram, just, you know, scrolling this mobile, just checking the channels. And then she tries to be like them. She's trying to, you know, copy exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So this is for those people. I mean, the older ones who, you know, this generation.
So this copying that you mentioned, Sister Fatima, you said I have many friends. You have friends, you know their languages. This language is going to change you as well, because I think we all have had that experience. Like when you start talking in a new language, mm-hmm. it's as if you start to create a new identity for yourself. So is it going to erase? Doesn't it have any effect on the original identity that you have?
No, not at all.
Not
Sorry.
At all. Not at all. Sorry. I like that, not at all.
Sorry, but kind of not sorry. You know, about modernity, let's talk about my own grandpa and my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They're old people. They're over 60. And, you know, they find a way to fit in. They learn how to use their smartphone. That is why I told you that.
So don't you think their identity is changed compared to their Philomen? Like compared if your grandmother is the sort of grandmother that uses cell phone and is very much engaged with technology.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other, her friends? Like many of her friends, probably they do not know what AI is.
You know, I mean, they
So she's actually moving away from her central identity.
You know, this is a new world and you have to fit in. Come on.
We have
because
this
you lived
world.
With the internet. Let me tell you
in
something.
In literature, we had a whole a whole list of works that dealt with the new world. Mm.
You know, these people lived with internet, especially the Gen Z, let me say. They lived with it. It's a part of their life.
But exactly.
For some
part
people
of their identity.
It's part of, they cannot live without it. It's like just like oxygen that they can breathe with. So if you just take it from them, they're going to die. Imagine that during the wartime, there was no internet. They just wanted to escape.
At least they would get into depression, not die. Let me rephrase it. That was
exaggerating. About
you know,
but it's truly like that.
Yeah,
they would
I think
get,
there is
you know,
a gap
depressed.
Between us.
Come on.
Yeah.
And I know one of my, you know, my relatives, she said, let's travel. Let's go somewhere else. I need net. I need internet. I need to check Instagram.
I felt left behind,
you know. I feel like the world is going on. And I'm the one who's stuck in here without no internet. I'm not about the place. I'm about the situation. And everyone is like studying. They're trying to be successful. I'm the only one who is kind of doing nothing.
Why?
Well, let me share my experience with you then. So I was the one who had to write a thesis, and I did it without net.
Oh, clap for her.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, that's
I think I deserve that. I earn that appreciation, I guess. Well, let me...
So how could you find the sources?
I had the PDFs.
Uh-huh.
I had the PDFs, so I just read them, and then I summarized everything in my own language. And you can read the online version of that as well to see if it was good.
How was that?
I think it was perfect.
It was perfect. But you use the technology again. You know, that's a problem. They're not separable
well,
today.
Well, here's the
you
thing.
You use the computer
let's
thingy.
Let's get back to this idea that we're talking about modernization and not technology.
Yeah.
We have had many episodes on technology, and I want this to be really different. Why? In the way that modernism has changed many things. Modernism has changed gatherings into small, separated standings, probably in bubbles, or let's say from those family gatherings right now, we meet each other in the cafe. How many people are we? Probably two. At most, we're going to be four. The number does not matter. The fact is that that gathering is not going to be so long. And that gathering is not going to give you much about the neighbors, the friends, the other relatives.
You don't have to meet everyone. Come on. You can just simply visit your friend. Mm-hmm. That's all. Maybe you have only two or three friends, and that's enough.
So now this is the smallest example I gave you. It's not just like this. Like I told you, there are many people who are suffering for earning money.
Mm-hmm.
You are in need of someone to help you with ideas. That person with idea is suffering alone at home. Maybe. How could you two meet each other if you don't know about your neighbors, if you don't know about here and there?
You know, there's something else I remember that which is scary a little bit. It's about AI. AI is trying to separate you from the real world somehow. Mm-hmm. Isn't it dangerous? Don't you think that modernity sometimes... it's dangerous also more than being, you know, useful.
You know, it's taking my own identity from me. Mm-hmm. And instead, it's actually implanting a new identity, which probably I do not belong to 100%. Just like learning that language, new language that I told you. Mm-hmm. Me in my French class, I'm totally different in my English class. So... these are two different human beings.
How come?
With different perspectives.
How but come? I like it.
I like it?
Yes, I like it.
How come? Wait a minute. I know four or five languages, right? But in all of them, I'm the same human being.
No, even I we have the same it. Emotions. In linguistics also we have it.
This is just only different the languages. Words.
Okay, let me clarify my point. It's not that you turn into a different human. Like, for example, you like kindness. But when you talk in French, you don't know the word like kindness, or you are not kind anymore. So. I'm not saying that way. You start to think differently. Imagine all of these scholars who are studying Western, for example, sociology. That Western sociology, is it going to impact their own view of sociology or not?
They have knowledge about that, but I don't think it will. They will have
come
bigger...
on, I can wait, give wait, you wait, examples. People, there are me... people... who study a major which is not related to their own culture. They study Western philosophy, and so, they're religious people. That Western philosophy is going to impact their view of religion or not?
Your world is going to be bigger, and you're going to have different types
this
of viewpoints.
This is what it must be, but how it really is.
So it's because maybe the root, they have problem in their root, especially us. Let's talk about ourselves. Mm. We were studying English literature for many years, more than 10 years. We're just, you know, just we're deep down.
I would ask
kind
you
of...
a question to be even more honest. How many are there just like you or like your friends who were like you?
To be honest, it's not like that. Because when you just even when my mom was scared of this, she told me that you're studying the Western cultures. Mm. So you're going to turn into a monster. you're forgetting about your culture. You're forgetting about
that's
your
the point
these
we're talking
things.
About.
But I was so not like that. It helped me as a person.
It is going to have impacts.
It has, but...
depending on the person, the outcome is going to differ.
That's but, you know, right, but it's not like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes the monster really is created.
Not for all the people.
I told you, depending
sometimes
on the
sometimes you're
person.
Satisfied. Yeah, you're satisfied with whatever you have. You're happy with your own culture. Then something else would be added to it. Then you're going to compare them.
Yeah, that
even,
would be
even
what you
can
said.
Open your
you would
eye
look
more.
At the world from a bigger
different
perspective.
Type. Yeah, different viewpoints.
You
why
would
not?
Have different angles now.
Yes.
Considering that good culture that is deep-rooted. Considering that deep culture and identity that you already have. So. Not the one who's just like dandelion. They would move wherever the wind is going to take them. I know many people who have studied different majors, like, for example, Western sociology or Western philosophy, and they are now totally different people.
What do you mean by this? Totally different people? Come on. What happened to them? But it happens, actually. Yes, right.
Metamorphosis that's happened.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm kind of that person that you talked about.
What?
You know, my personality changes when I learn new thing.
Mm-hmm.
New cultures. You know, I've been learning Korean.
Thank you for confessing. So modernity, modernization, globalization has
like
impact
it.
On us.
No, they say, you know, for some people, they say that
it is not
modernity
in a bad way.
Is not erasing the, you know, culture and these things, but it's transforming it.
Yes.
But I don't agree with this.
You
be
believe
honest.
That it erases the original culture and identity?
Somehow it can replace something with another.
I would put it this way, that I think this would be the safest way to put it, that modernization and globalization, there is no way to say that they don't have any impact on us. Mm-hmm. They have, to some extent, to some people, for some people, for some communities, they even replace the original culture. But for some others, they would have impacts to different extents.
Yeah. Some people say, okay, we're losing our traditional skills.
They are not even
languages.
Aware of it. They and believe that this identity is their own identity.
So I think this is kind
Japan,
of issue.
For example, you remember?
What? it is kind of issue, you know, this kind of problem they have. But in my case, I don't have these problems. I'm okay. I'm totally okay.
No, you know, in modernity, somehow you need to, you're copying others. Mm-hmm. The same thing that happened in Japan, let's say.
You have to go with the flow.
Yeah, we have watched lots of things. They were using their own, you know, a very, you know, beautiful dress.
The dress
they had,
is the kind of
but they
dressing
had to change
code.
It. Yeah, they had to change
it. It's called kimono.
That kimono was changed, the type of living, the gatherings. Mm. I mean, lots of disciplines. They had to leave them, say goodbye to them in order to, you know, cope with the new situation,
and
which is modernity.
You know, modernization, globalization had a very deep connection with imperialism. What was the idea of imperialism? Imperialism had this idea of imposing their own ideologies on the people they worked upon and seizing their own, for example, resources and whatever they had of blessings. So that because there was a deep connection between these concepts, and in my mind they are just interrelated, I don't see that modernization comes there with no prospect of changing people's culture. I don't look at it in a very innocent way.
But, you know, it feels good.
Thank you. I think
language
we have
learner,
another episode.
You cannot change her mind. Come on. She's happy with it.
There are many who are just happy with it. And we're not saying that modernization did not have any good for humanity. No. It brought different changes. Technology goes under the same umbrella. And it had brought many changes and betterment for the life. But still, the original culture, the traditions that people used to have once, it seems to be under investigation now. So this was all for today's episode. Until next episode of Back to Reality, take care of yourself. Keep in touch with reality. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabb. Let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.